Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
You're welcome back to Drive Time. It's 18 minutes to 5 o'clock. Ticketmaster has begun refunding the Garth Brooks tickets. The country singer was meant to play 5 sold-out gigs at Croke Park starting next Friday. They've all been cancelled. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is with me. Barry, 400,000 tickets. I presume this is unprecedented. How's it going?
Yeah, well, Audrey, it's a huge operation, as Ticketmaster have alluded to themselves. They say they've never seen anything like this before. And this operation, it's going to take up to 3 weeks to refund those 400,000 tickets. Now, all those ticket holders mean that Ticketmaster will roughly have to return 30 million euro overall, Audrey. So there's no magic click of the switch that's going to return all this money. But at the moment, speaking to Ticketmaster themselves in the last few moments, they say that the operation, it's running smoothly but slowly at the moment.
So people not rushing to claim their money back?
Yeah, no, not really, I suppose, Audrey. Well, as one element of it is that the people who paid in credit cards, they'll have their money refunded automatically. They just have to sit back and watch it come into their accounts. I believe some people already have had their money refunded to them, those who paid by credit cards. But it's likely to take 7 to 10 working days for all credit card customers to have their money, including service charges, returned. And I think it's worth pointing out that the vast bulk of people who bought tickets for these ill-fated 5 concerts bought via credit cards. I suppose the stickling point comes around those who bought in cash. And I believe talking to some of the Ticketmaster outlets in Dublin City Centre today, it's very slow. Very few people are coming back to the Ticketmaster outlets with their tickets looking for refunds. And for those people who got up early, Audrey, and queued for hours outside the ticket outlets back in January, the process, it's quite unwieldy for them. They have to fill out a form, then post it back or return it to post it back to Ticketmaster itself or return it to a Ticketmaster outlet. But crucially, Audrey, they won't be paid back in cash. Instead, it'll be paid back into their bank accounts within 21 days. And the reason for this is, I suppose, for security reasons, not to have such large amounts of cash lying around the Ticketmaster outlets. Now, Sinead Ryan, I spoke to her earlier on. She's a consumer journalist and columnist, and she says that the refund process for those who paid in cash for the Garth Brooks tickets, it's quite unwieldy.
For those who paid by cash, what they're being asked to do is to print out and fill in and return a form, a paper-based form, to a Ticketmaster outlet. Now, this seems quite unwieldy, to be honest with you. And also, they're saying it'll take 10 to 21 days to process the transfer. Now, this is despite the fact that, of course, when you were buying the ticket, you just handed your money over the counter and you got a ticket in return. It doesn't seem that they're going to be able to facilitate that way this time, which is a great pity. Now, there's two ways to return that form. One of them is by post, and they want the tickets included with that. Now, I'd have a concern there that if somebody is sending these tickets, which are obviously a valuable commodity in the post, they really need to register it. And if you're going to send something by registered post, it's going to cost extra money. You're not going to get that refunded. The other way is to actually go into the Ticketmaster outlet and hand it over the counter. But you're going to wait 21 days to have that credited to your bank. And really, I wonder, is there a better way?
Now, Sinead Ryan, consumer journalist with the Herald, she also says that considering people that they paid cash originally, they have a right and should expect to be paid back in cash too.
It's hard to understand why, for instance, they were so enthusiastic at taking cash over the counter that they simply can't refund it by verifying that the tickets are valid, which they can do with a scanner, and just literally handing the cash back. If they're concerned that, you know, perhaps they don't want to hold large amounts of cash on their counter, they could do it over a few days and ask people to come in with an appointment or at different times. It really should be much easier. I mean, having to wait 21 days, while the money sits, by the way, in the promoter and Ticketmaster's account, gathering interest, one would assume, rather than in the customer's account, where it really should be refunded as quickly as possible.
Ticket holders, Barry, have you been talking to any of them this afternoon?
Yeah, Audrey, I hung around a few Ticketmaster outlets in Dublin for a few hours actually there this morning, and there's probably 20 times as many people buying winning streak tickets than returning Garth Brooks tickets. So the returning of those tickets for those people who paid by cash is quite slow. And one of the reasons giving for that, speaking to one person, was people, I suppose, they're still hearing talk up to yesterday of a judicial review, that perhaps they're holding out a faint hope that the thing might still be ready rescued yet. But speaking to a few more, and as these fans illustrate here, Audrey, there's really a slight confusion as to how long it'll take the refund process to go through. Will people get their service charge as well? I suppose as these fans illustrate as well, people are just disappointed as well, Audrey.
Filled in a form and she said it'd be 10 to 20 working days and I get a refund. So far so good. It'll be interesting to see now if it goes back into my bank in 10 to 20 working days. It doesn't really matter now. I wish the concert was going ahead, never mind anything else.
We paid in cash here at the counter, so, and we were charged a handling fee as well, so I'm not sure. It's just the price of the ticket, I think, is to get refunded, but it's still, you know, it's not compensation for the loss of the show itself, which would have been pretty, you know, a spectacular event.
And at the official end, the row goes on as well, Barry. The Chief Executive of Dublin City Council, Owen Keegan, he's back before the Oireachtas Transport Committee again tomorrow. What might happen then?
Well, yeah, Audrey, he was invited to appear before the committee today. He wasn't available and he will appear before it at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now, the newspaper reports this morning suggested that the committee would call for Owen Keegan's resignation as Chief Executive of Dublin City Council. But speaking to a few prominent members of the committee today and its chairperson, John O'Mahony, they said that the committee has no power to call for Owen Keegan's resignation, even if they wanted to. So those reports are very far wide of the mark. Now, some individual members are likely to express an opinion that he should go, but I believe some members of the committee are also fearful that they've already overstretched their remit in investigating the Garth Brooks debacle. Now, the committee met in private today, Audrey, and I believe that tomorrow they're likely to focus extensively on that phone call that Peter McKenna, the stadium director of Croke Park, mentioned yesterday, that he'd swear an affidavit over that Owen Keegan rang him up and said that those five concerts, they looked likely to be okay. And they're also, the committee is also likely to explore Owen Keegan's motivation to contest any potential judicial review against the council's decision. So that judicial review, obviously, Audrey, will now not happen, as that unprecedented operation, as we mentioned, that movement of around €30 million has begun and the end has come.
All right, Barry Lenehan, thanks very much indeed. Just